And the Lord watch over me as I seek to impart His good news. I came across a story earlier in the week about a person who went up to a shop assistant in a bookshop and asked the shop assistant if he could return the book. The shop assistant asked if it had been a present, and the customer said no. It was a book that he had bought for himself. The shop assistant then asked if it was the translation, or the style of writing, or even the format that the man didn't like. Again, the man said no. All those things were fine. Well, said the shop assistant, I need to note down a reason for the return. In that case, said the man, write down that there is a lot in that book which is tough to swallow. I have to state that has always been my reaction to the extract that we've just heard from the Gospel of Luke. There are for me some passages that we have and that we read in the Bible that are hard to swallow. And the one we've just heard today for me has always been one of them. Jesus was speaking to those who were visitors. Jesus was speaking to those who were victims and oppressed. He is not telling them to roll over and play dead. His words are a form of non-violent resistance to oppression. Right through his life, Jesus showed compassion for the less fortunate of his society in his day, and it is that same compassion that he asks each of us still today. We as Christians are called on to show that same compassion. The gospel today for me is difficult to comprehend because Jesus set out his approach to people in quite different ways to the ways we are accustomed to seeing them. Jesus told the people to whom he was speaking to find new ways of resisting evil. Love your enemies doesn't seem to make much sense in today's world. It doesn't seem practical in a world today where people often do whatever it takes to get ahead, often at the expense and hurt to others. So how do I reconcile the words that we've heard in the gospel today? Well, I take as a starting point the exhortation that we are to bless those who curse us, pray for those who abuse us. If anyone strikes us on the cheek, offer the other one also. Well, as a former front rower in senior rugby, I have to say it was never my policy to turn the other cheek when I was hit. And I have to say that I've struggled over the years to deal with those clients who have abused me in court. So how are we to understand and take on board what Jesus has asked us to do? I suggest that it is much more complex than it may first appear. I suggest that it means that we are being asked to forgive ourselves for our rage at injustice, over our feelings of powerlessness in the face of aggression, greed, and resentment. I think we're also being told that carrying rage and resentment will hurt us. Those words of Jesus, those words as recorded, show an insight by them of the spiritual and even the physiological damage caused by holding on to rage, holding on to resentment, which being hurt by others engenders in us. The ones who suffer the hurt. In telling us to turn the other cheek, I don't think Jesus was telling us to embrace being a victim. We have every right to defend ourselves, to remove ourselves from harm, to report those who are abusers, and to take preventative measures against it happening again. I suggest Jesus was saying, and is saying, don't let those who abuse you twice. Firstly, by being abused, and then secondly, by hurting yourself, by carrying the injustice in your heart and mind, and allowing it to fester. I think Jesus was exhorting us to let the rage and resentment leave our hearts and our minds. I think he was exhorting us to put to one side why those who abused and hurt us did what they did. And then by letting go of our anger and our resentment, by not judging, but indeed loving and praying for them, you may just help them, but you'll certainly help yourself. What you're not being asked to do is literally offer to let them hurt you again. We are asked to show them that you are not going to give in to them in their spite or give in to their anger. You are not going to be that victim. You're going to be your best self and follow your own path despite your adversity. You're going to show them by your example that the path of love and forgiveness is one of power and strength, and that it will prevail, if not in this life, then with the ultimate joy of God's love in the next. So like the man who tried to take his book back to the store because its contents were hard to swallow, so sometimes on the surface the words of Jesus seem to be a very tough ask. Our task is then to show by example that the path of love and forgiveness is what each of us should strive for, even in the face of adversity. That is the message for us. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.